Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
Hey everyone, happy Halloween.
It is not Halloween, Matthew.
I just tricked so many people, dude. They're like,
no, it's October already? That's crazy. It's just, it's Christmas, though.
Yep.
Which
Merry
is
Christmas,
even
everyone.
More exciting. So this is our holiday episode. And today, hold up one second. Hold up. Wait one second.
I just realized something, man.
Interesting Christmas facts. Christmas is an annual festival commemorating the birth of Jesus Christ.
Woo!
Primarily on December 25th as a religious and cultural celebration by billions of people around the world.
Wait, primarily December 20th. That means there are people that do Christmas on not December 25th.
Christmas Eve.
Okay, cool.
The eve of Christmas.
You know what?
Christmas is so big, it gets its own holiday the day before.
That's
to
actually
celebrate just the excitement of Christmas.
That I know. Same with fucking 4th of July this year, man. There, you know, it was on a Sunday, and then Monday the 5th, people all had off work.
Yep.
Because it was the observation of Independence Day.
And a week before the 4th, fireworks were going off every day at random times.
Scared the shit out of me, honestly. Like,
then they all got it out on the 4th. And then a few slipped out on the 5th and continue to slip out every now and then in my neighbor. Well, my neighbor, I've always heard kind of like around summertime, I hear more.
Yeah, people just get their hands on some illegal fireworks and you got to shoot those off. You know what's funny is
People used to fireworks, they're going to get used to gunshots and they won't tell the difference.
That was a conspiracy theory. Because remember during COVID,
during the protests,
there were nonstop fireworks
all the time.
Yeah. And just it was like, they're prepping for the Civil War. They're getting used to gunshots. On the 4th of July at nighttime on the app that I use, like to see around LA, like what's going on, like what kind of incidents are taking place. Literally, it was just nonstop, like shots fired or shots heard at blank, blank address. Shots heard. It's like, it's the 4th of July. They're not shot. There was like 50 alerts of like shots reported.
Maybe a lot of crime is happening under the guise of the fireworks.
That is a good time to shoot someone is the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Because if you go out, like you don't need to hide the sound. You can go somewhere and shoot someone and no one's going to be like, was that a gun? Well, I guess clearly a lot of people did think that, but
yeah,
it's 4th of July, dude. Like that's the time to shoot someone. That or New Year's Eve. Shoot them right when the clock hits and boop, boop, boop.
Or on their birthday, so they stay young.
Okay.
That's a Paul Walker impression that I'm working on.
It's pretty good. You should shave your head and look like him.
What it do, cuh? Paul Walker. He's a hard accent to get down.
Have you ever thought about imitating more of his lifestyle?
Paul Walker's?
Yeah.
No, nothing really interests me, except for maybe going fast. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying, man.
He's in those Fast and Furious movies.
He is. He's Fast and Furious in those movies. Have you seen F9?
Nope. I don't think I want to, Matt.
I haven't seen any of them.
Doesn't have Paul Walker in it.
Doesn't he, like, CGI have a cameo or something?
Hey, spoilers. And it's still not him. It's still like his brother acting, like them putting his face on his brother or some
really?
Shit. I don't know. You probably don't even see his face. It's probably like, we got one more guest. The door opens, everyone turns, and you don't see who it is. That's probably what it is.
Yep. I'm back. And it's Paul.
And it's making people money.
Yeah, it is, man.
We were a family. Those memes are big now.
They are, man.
Well, they're big as we're recording this podcast. We're also recording this podcast on July 6th. Recorded two podcasts in one day,
on
baby.
December 5th.
December 25th, sorry. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, there's Christmas
it
in
is
July.
Christmas. That is true.
I remember one time I turned on the radio in like July and I heard Christmas music playing. I was like, what the hell? And they're like, it's Christmas in July. Do, 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 do. I was like, what? I don't want to listen to Christmas music in July. Like, I changed the station. It feels wrong, you know? It's like putting on wet underwear. It doesn't feel right. Maybe if you have them on long enough, you'll get used to it. So, like, maybe if I have the Christmas music long enough, I'll get used to it. But it's like, man, I was not a fan.
Yeah, that's nuts.
I can't see you. You're blocking your face with your knee.
I know.
I need eye contact.
I saw you trying to peek over at one point.
I was trying, man. I was trying to peek my little face over there.
Seen any good movies lately?
I watched Tenacious D and The Pick of Destiny last night.
Good movie.
It's great. I haven't seen it in so long.
The ending's great.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I didn't realize
get in a rock off with the devil.
Oh yeah. That's such a fucking good. I love Jack Black, dude.
Did you see his penis and his wet tidy whities in that one scene?
They're not wet.
Sorry, whatever.
But yes, he uses his cock to disarm the lasers.
Yeah.
Jack Black's such a good actor. Like, he has so much energy. Like, it's crazy how much, like...
Do you think coke was a popular thing in Jack Black's world?
I was wondering that just because I was watching. I was like, how does he fucking have that level of energy for every take?
Have you seen him on TikTok? I know we mention this every time we bring up Black Jack.
Black Jack. No, I haven't seen his TikToks. Jablinski?
Yeah, Jablinski Games.
Man, that's my dream collab.
Check out Jablinski Games.
My dream collab is to do something with Jack Black.
What's Jablin?
What's JB up to?
No, come on, finish it. What's Jablin? Jables?
Oh, I haven't.
Jablinski. Get a new name.
He handles paparazzi really well. He'll like run away from them but make it funny. What's he doing, dude? What's he doing? Is that two Jack Blacks?
Yeah. And then...
What? He has an amazing voice.
Did this just take me to some other website?
Blackjack.com.
What is this? Look at this. I click on this video in videos and uploads. It takes me to this fucking thing.
No, it's a YouTube short. That's their own version of TikTok they're doing.
Hey, here's a question. Dude, YouTube could, I don't know.
That's what the algorithm's grabbing right now. We should upload some, dude.
We uploaded one, Ryan or milk.mp4 or whatever.
We did?
Didn't we upload that?
No, that wasn't a short.
I mean, it technically is.
No, the shorts are a separate type of upload.
What?
Like a TikTok style upload.
But they show up in your regular video uploads feed?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
Man,
the times
is changing.
They are changing.
Times is changing for those super mega boys. Looks like it's about time we, you know, dude, been doing this 5 years. I think maybe it's time that we, you know, bow down and let the new generation of creators, you know, step into the scene.
Matt,
the new TikTokers to take over. People don't want us anymore, dude. They don't want our style of comedy. They don't want two fucking 20-something-year-old assholes complaining about shit on a podcast. What's wrong? You look sad. What's on your phone that's so sad?
I was just wondering if you could answer this person's question.
Sure.
Okay, hold up. Let me get it all ready. Okay?
I'm always down to answer any questions.
Or if you could give them some advice.
Okay.
Okay? So... Let me get back up to it because I was just making sure they're, you know. Okay. They say, me and my crew had a Reaper emissary raised, so sailing around looking for loot, doing a voyage, and when possible, taking a risk at fighting another crew at their treasure, we suck at PvP. We had just done part of our voyage and we were set to leave. However, we noticed a brigantine sat anchored for quite a long time near the edge of the map. Curious, we decided to sail over to see what loot they had. We also had one powder keg, so sinking was definitely a suggestion.
Mm.
As we got closer, it seemed no one was on board, and yet their ship had a lot. I set down the powder keg and searched the ship while my crew repositioned to come back for the loot. While under the deck, I noticed they were doing a tail, the sunken pearl. Part of me was keen to explode the ship, mainly because we had just been killed and sunk ourselves, so I was looking to take my anger out on someone less fortunate. Having not yet done this tale, I assume part of this tale has the crew venture somewhere else, so instead of sinking them and being a dick when there's no one to defend their ship, I told my crew we would steal their loot and I would leave the powder keg on top of their wheel to let them know someone had boarded them, but let their ship continue to be in one piece. Would be nice to hear from them, but regardless, I hope they enjoyed the tale and perhaps disappointed to find their treasure stolen, but at least reassured to know their ship was left untouched. Now, what I'm going to ask, do you think he did a no-no or do you think he was justified?
I think he's still an asshole, man. But that's
why?
Also, that's also the name of the game.
It's not called Sea of Friends.
Sea of Thieves. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think it was actually pretty nice that he didn't blow it up and just took their loot.
Yeah.
Let's write a pirate story, dude.
Okay.
Word by word.
Arg.
Matey.
Avast.
Land.
Ho.
I
am
a
pirate.
Who
does
piracy
a lot.
Hear
me
is.
Hear me is. Where
is
my
super Oh man, that's a good ass pirate story. That's a full ass kids book right there.
That was a good pirate story, dude.
I'll start with a sentence and then we can go off. One day on the open seas,
I was
one word. That's just the beginning.
I
was
sailing
my
ship
on
water
very
well.
Suddenly,
big
whale
emerge
and
bite
me
hard.
Ouch!
I
screamed.
Ouch!
I
screamed
again.
As
the
pain
shot
up
my
penis.
Ouch!
I
yelled
again
when
whale
went
away
and
pain
went
felt. Pain went felt. He still felt the pain.
Anyways.
Tired.
Me.
Sleep.
Now.
It's a beautiful story.
The end.
Because it's like, did he just get tired and go to bed after a long thing? Or was he losing blood because of...
You don't know.
It's like... You have to decide for yourself.
Tired me sleep now does sound like you're dying.
Yeah. But he also was speaking pirate and they didn't know how to complete full sentences well.
That's true. They weren't very educated. They didn't have much education. They grew up on the high seas, just pillaging and looting and R wording things, you know? So It's like pirates be crazy, man.
Can we do another story and I'll start with a sentence?
Yeah, let's do it.
Matt had just recently been arrested for sexually harassing a woman at his workplace. He offered her...
This is...
Compensation.
All right, let's go with it then.
Okay.
He offered her compensation. The...
end.
That's the best one yet. You can put the three of these into a pirate children's book collection. You can sell that as a book, dude.
Oh, dude.
Put that one on Amazon Books for free so children can read it.
It's going to be a great book.
The Great Book of Pirates.
It has pop-up pictures.
And the last one is like me getting put into a police car. Like a woman
you're
giving
going
like
in and out.
And like a woman giving her statement to the police. And then like me with a lawyer, like in a suit in court, like giving a settlement.
The end. It's like a lone jail cell.
my head in my hand. It's like I'm bobbing my head up and down crying.
Or
I could be, you know, bobbing my head up and down off someone's belt buckle in prison. You know what I'm saying?
Like in Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay, they were about to have a cock meat sandwich.
Love that movie, man. Actually, the belt buckle
thing. They put their mouths close to that cock meat sandwich.
I think they put their mouths on that. Did they not?
Did they put it on it? I thought they put it like really near. Maybe Harold got his tongue on it a little.
I could see Harold getting his tongue on that thing, you know? Harold always struck me more as the one that would be willing to that movie, I remember I watched at my friend's house when I was like 14 on DVD, and it was the uncensored version.
No way.
And it shows
boobies.
Vagina.
Vagina.
Yeah. She has like
spread?
Her pubes dyed to be like a design. And I was like, whoa. It's
the
first time
was
I ever
it designed
saw.
Like the, was it like dyed like the American flag?
Yep, it was.
Or something like that.
It was
that.
The American flag.
Because Neil Patrick Harris, the crazy son bitch in those movies, goes on a bender.
He's wild, man. Can't stop that Neil Patrick Harris.
That movie was legend. Wait for it. Dairy.
Yep. It is a good movie. It's a great ass movie, man.
Really good.
Yeah, it's great. Dude, stop, dude. Just smash the candle with your foot. Like
bleeding.
Broken
everywhere.
Glass. God, sick of that shit. The Hennessy is actually more than it's about half gone. Who drank it?
Odds are I take a sip out of the Hennessy bottle.
Three,
two, one, two.
No Hennessy for
odds
you.
Odds are I have to take a sip out of the Hennessy bottle.
Three.
Three, two, one, three.
Two.
Okay. Odds are I have to take a sip out of the Hennessy bottle.
Three.
Three, two, one, one.
Damn, dude. Take a sip.
Oh, man.
You have to take a
I didn't
want to
do this.
I'm sorry, man.
Oh.
Smells good, yeah? Ooh. Last person to take a sip was Justin. His first sip of liquor was Hennessy. How's it taste? Gets a good burn, right?
Oh, yeah.
Some good cognac.
If there's anything I love, it's just that.
That's very pirate sounding. Yeah. Like you're about to have some rum on the open seas.
I've got a jar of rum.
Guess what's inside?
I can feel it corrupting my innards.
I do love that feeling of like the hot warmth going down your chest.
It is warm.
Yeah. I think that's why Russians drink so much.
That's why they drink out in the ice and go out there in their Speedos and slip around with each other.
Well, I mean, if you're drunk
enough, butter themselves up.
It's not going to feel that cold if you're super drunk. Even though alcohol lowers your body temperature. Do you know that? So technically, you're even more cold.
Feel a lot more warm when I drink, though, so that's weird. Maybe it's your body is heating up, and that's probably why.
Well, your body temperature is lower when you drink.
Well, it's lower, but then your body in response is trying to heat itself up, so that's maybe why you feel hot, maybe? I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? Maybe.
Alcohol does a lot to your system. A lot. That I didn't even know it did to your system. It's poison. I would never put that poison in my body.
Ethanol.
It's just pure ethanol. So I stopped drinking. I switched over to methanol.
No, it's good to have. I heard it's good to have a handle at least once a month.
I heard
in the morning,
once a week.
In the morning.
A handle in the morning. The best part of waking up is vodka in your cup. Or I don't even use the cup, just the bottles. Hey, will you do me a favor, man?
Yeah, what's up? Will I do you a favor? Is it let you get a snack or get some more ads in here?
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
Is Folgers good?
I mean, it's coffee. It's just basic coffee.
How about Folgers versus Maxwell House?
I do like fucking,
is that what it's called?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I've...
Because there's the red container.
And then the blue.
The blue container.
Matt and Ryan from Super Mega. I don't think... I don't like it. It's... Folgers is just like an easy, quick, cheap coffee. And I don't dislike Folgers. Maxwell House, I don't know if I've ever remembered having.
Now, let's throw in some Starbucks. What do you think is better?
Now, Starbucks coffee itself... I'm not a big fan of Starbucks, like hot coffee.
We're moving.
Starbucks hot coffee. I think
we're talking about like if you got it from the store, the grounds. Have you had it?
Yeah. Well, it depends on what. I think Starbucks roasts the beans a little too hard.
I'm talking about like each one of these is just your average cup of Joe that Matt would pour himself.
I'd get Folgers still.
Starbucks
roasts their beans too hard.
Okay.
Their cold brews. I do like their nitro.
Now let's introduce. Phil's. Let's introduce Phil's. You still going with Folgers?
I mean, I haven't had Phil's enough to really know. You know, I can't make an informed decision on that.
Now McDonald's coffee.
McDonald's has really good coffee.
The McCafe.
I'm going with McDonald's. I'm not going to lie, dude. McDonald's has pretty good coffee.
Don't they sell ground shit at grocery?
Mm-hmm.
No.
They do. They have the K-Cups and everything. I've had them. I got the K-Cups once. I don't have a Keurig anymore, but I need to get a coffee maker.
So more like the KKK cups. The KK cup. The cake.
Yeah. Something like that.
Something like that. Because they're white, and if they had a point to them, they look like little hoodsmen.
That's smart.
Little hoodsmen.
Hoodsmen.
There's a couple hoodsmen in the woods. They're coming with torches.
I'd piss my pants if I was walking in the woods as a kid, and all of a sudden I saw a few hoodsmen out there.
Dude, hoodsmen, like the KKK looks scary.
Yeah.
Like there's something about the point of the cloak, the hat. Like,
well, if you remember, it used to be just like these fucking like plungers they'd put on their head. You remember like what they used to look like? It wasn't like this big ceremonial looking thing. It was just kind of like a sack tied tight with like just a stick or whatever they could find to make it point.
They do look, I don't know what it is, but the fucking, it's scary. Like the triangular head. It's very like alien like.
Cone heads.
Yeah, but that's why it scares me. Is because I'm terrified of the movie Coneheads. And when I see the KKK, it's not the racism that scares me. It's the
that reminds you of the cone.
Because any one of those Klansmen, any one of those hoodsmen could take it off, and it's one of the Coneheads. And that's what's most scary to me
of how the Coneheads perfectly fit in that society.
Because if we saw a Conehead walking around, you know, we would absolutely shun them and say, "What the fuck?" They'd probably be sent to a government lab. But if they're like, "Oh, I'm part of the KKK," and they're always wearing the What if the KKK is just a front for Coneheads to try to just survive?
I got a question.
Maybe they're misunderstood, actually. You know?
So how do you like your moral corruptness? Do you like it blatant like the KKK, or do you like it more insidious like Scientology? Like more in the background, like which is more
harmful?
Yeah,
I think it's insidious because I think it's insidious more shit gets done, you know? Yeah. We're passing insidious laws is easier if it's quiet than out in the open, right? But I think they're both dangerous because when it's out in the open, then people will grab it.
Insidious is insidious. Is insidious.
I think bad is bad.
Is insidious.
Is insidious. Insidious is insidious.
Is insidious.
Insidious, 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 insidious.
That was in the, I think, one of the first trailers that came out for Insidious. It was always like insidious.
That's crazy, man.
Is insidious.
That's so many words. That's so many fucking, so many words for one trailer. Trailers that always stuck with me. With the Prometheus. That's cough syrup. Prometheus.
It's always the ones that start with a red screen instead of a green one.
You're like, I'm going to remember this because I remember fucking...
I don't see too many Red Band trailers coming out.
No.
It's not as fun to be raunchy.
They don't make raunchy comedies anymore.
We'll show boobs at least once during this comedy. Role models, boobs at least once.
Well, also back then, like the only place you could go to like get like that kind of R-rated comedy...
Superbad?
Superbad was R, but...
Didn't have any boobs?
Mm-mm, I don't think so.
Tropic Thunder didn't have any boobs until the director's cut, where they just added Matthew McConaughey looking through a Playboy like magazine or some shit.
I was hanging out with someone last night, and I wanted to put on Tropic Thunder, and they were like, no.
What?
So we ended up watching Tenacious D, which is still good, but I wanted to watch... I haven't seen Tropic Thunder in
Tropic
a while.
Tropic Thunder's fun.
It's great.
I like it.
It's a funny comedy, man. It's got all these big actors to... I hate Tom Cruise, but I think it's so funny that he did that role.
I just remember at that point in time, because like he was just kind of known as like the actor that my mom liked, you know, that your parents liked. Because
he's very handsome.
Yeah,
and he's a good actor. He's in some of my favorite movies, like Eyes Wide Shut or Magnolia. He's great.
I still want to see. What's the one where he's with Jamie Foxx and he plays like a hitman with like gray hair?
The Hitman's Bodyguard.
No, the Hitman's Bodyguard's wife. Wife of the Hitman's.
I've just seen so many billboards around LA for that.
I saw the first one.
I know what you're talking about. What movie you are talking about? But I don't remember, dude.
What's it called?
Oh, not Crash. I know exactly what you're talking about. They're in the taxi.
Didn't really do a good job, did it?
They're in the taxi.
Yes. What's that movie where Will Smith's running from the government?
It's not M Night. It's not an M Night movie, is it?
What?
The one with Tom Cruise and Jeremy Smith.
No, that's M. Night Shyamalan. That was Steven Spielberg. Tom Cruise has been in an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Wait. Dude, now I need to know this fucking... It's not Crash. It's not Drive.
It's Collateral.
Collateral. That's okay. It. Yeah, it's Collateral. That's right. I watched that movie like 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Is it good? Fun? I just want
it's fun.
Action movie.
It's intense.
Where Tom Cruise plays a bad guy.
It's got a really good climactic scene in it. So it's a...
Tom Cruise plays a stone cold killer, huh?
He does, yeah.
With gray hair.
I do think Tom Cruise is probably one of those celebrities that actually is a psychopath. You know?
Yeah.
The Scientology stuff, I don't know. I don't know the... Well, I do know the man. I'm not allowed to talk about it in that... The lawyers... His lawyers said I can't mention that I... Just cut this out. I can't mention that I know him.
Lawyers?
No, his lawyers.
Got it.
The big ones. The ones Scientology hired. I can't disclose I know him, so I actually cut that out. I didn't mean to do that.
Yeah, I'll cut that out.
I don't know him, but I think that if I knew him, he'd probably be an asshole. You know?
And he'd probably, like, just have a weird, like, off presence. Like,
yeah.
When you're eating dinner with him, like, no one's talking, and it's just, like, him going, you know? Every now and then.
That would just be weird if that happened. Like, sitting in his chambers. Like, imagine
it's,
that. Just
it's
like
crazy.
He's at one end of the table and you're at the other and you're just cutting a steak and he's just good steak. Oh. It's funny that he did the movie Eyes Wide Shut because he's
so closely linked to Scientology.
Yeah,
in that movie.
It's like it's almost like
essentially
it's,
going, hey,
it's like a biography. I said biology.
Of who? L. Ron Hubbard?
No, it's like an autobiography of Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah. There's
that's a good ass movie though.
There's another one that I watched. I think last year.
What's the password?
Joaquin Phoenix and what's it? Philip Seymour Hoffman. It was kind of loosely based on Scientology.
The Master.
Yeah.
The Paul Thomas Anderson movie.
Yeah, really good.
Yeah, it is a really good movie. It's not my favorite PTA movie, but.
What's your favorite PTA movie?
Boogie Nights.
Okay.
By far. Boogie Nights is one of my favorite movies. Such a good ass movie.
It is.
And Magnolia.
Well, it's like
Magnolia's amazing too.
I still have to see Magnolia.
You haven't seen it?
No, wait.
We saw never mind.
I was thinking of Eyes Wide Shut for some reason.
Eyes Wide Shut is a fantastic movie. It's long, but it's like I had no interest in seeing it, and then the thing with the Tucker Brothers was put it on one night, and I watched it, and I was like, "This movie's fucking good." It's just about like Illuminati stuff. It's very scary.
Let me see what the last movie I saw was.
Kubrick's last movie, and he died like 4 days after he finished it. I think the Illuminati.
Oh, I
want to
see Luca. The last movie I saw was A Quiet Place 2.
I haven't seen anything in theaters since before COVID. I might go see Zola this Friday.
Zola.
Is that what it is? Zola?
Luca?
No, not Luca.
I want to see Luca so bad.
Yeah, Zola. It's based off that Twitter thread.
A waitress agrees to accompany an exotic dancer.
The trailer looks pretty good.
Her put-upon boyfriend and her mysterious and domineering roommate on a road trip to Florida to seek their fortune at a high-end strip club.
It looks really, it's based on a Twitter thread, like a really long Twitter thread.
Really?
That was really famous, yeah. The trailer looks great, though.
Look at all these movies. I have no idea what, No Sudden Moves, and it has fucking, what the
I don't hear about movies really anymore.
Or No Sudden Move. In the Heights.
Honestly, the main way I hear about movies now is seeing billboards around LA.
So it works.
Hey, maybe within the next year, you might see some billboards around your city that maybe has some familiar faces on it.
Dude, this movie looks like ass, man.
What?
Okay, I'm going to show you the trailer. And just look how uninteresting, not the trailer, the poster. Just, does that look interesting to you?
The Tomorrow War.
Starring Chris Pratt.
I feel like I've seen the same movie like 10 times before.
Everybody has seen this movie. I want to see. Okay, so an ordinary family man named Dan Forrester is recruited by time travelers from 30 years in the future to fight in a deadly war against aliens. Because we're losing all of our people, we got to go back in time and grab more soldiers.
That's why it's called the Tomorrow War.
Yep.
Why don't they just go back in time and just stay there where there's no aliens yet?
Just live in a constant loop.
Yeah. The aliens show up. All right, time to go back.
Like live in a nice loop of like 100 years.
I think it is possible to go back in time, but I think that.
Do you?
Well, obviously we don't know how. There's a way, but I think that you enter like a new timeline. Like it's not going to be like the same timeline.
It branches off.
Yeah. Like it's not like
like in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Like if I traveled back in time right now and killed my dad, like
timekeepers would be so upset with you.
They would. I'd still exist in that timeline. Like I'm not going to shoot my dad and then I instantly disappear from existence. Just in that timeline, my history is that I came from another timeline. So my dad didn't even give birth to me in that timeline.
But he still exists.
My dad, well, I kill him.
Okay.
So he doesn't, before
well,
he's,
now he doesn't
before
exist.
He's able
after
to
you killed him.
Impregnate my mother, you know?
But you still, yeah, you're right. You still would exist in that timeline. It's not like if you kill you, then you're not, well.
See, we see time doesn't exist, Ryan. It's just a linear line to us. That's because that's the best way we can comprehend it. But the fourth dimension,
so there's
you can freely move through time.
So that means
dimension.
As soon as you travel back in time, it's going to be impossible to get to the origin of that because now you're in a new stream of time and you can't like, go forward or backward to the time that you came from
probably.
Because now you're on a new branch.
I don't know.
Shit.
I think it's probably just something we can't even comprehend, like the way it would
well, work. I'm sure some people could, but definitely not us, Matt.
Maybe Ding Dong could.
Not Julian.
No. Julian has the Yale degree.
That is true. He's a doctor.
Ding Dong went to DeVry. Mm. So I don't know. I think time travels. I don't think we'll ever discover. I don't know. Maybe. I think that you see, for time travel, you'd have to like be able to enter the fourth dimension. And that's how our brains can't comprehend the fourth dimension. So we can't do it.
We can understand what it would be, but we can't picture it.
Unless you smoke hella DMT.
Then you'll be taken to the fourth dimension and you'll meet super beings.
And super mega.
Fourth dimensional beings you'll meet while you're on DMT.
Everyone says that. Everyone that smoked DMT says, I haven't smoked DMT.
Yeah, but you know what that shit does to your brain?
I got a book about the science of DMT.
Boing, boing.
It does some.
You're bouncing off the cuckoo banana walls, my brother.
It makes your, your brain, so like under like a scanner, like your brain lights, like the part of your brain that lights up when it's under use. Like when you
they just scan someone's brain?
Well, like, you know, like. They can see like parts of your brain lighting up when there's activity.
What, a photocopier?
No, dude, Jesus Christ, with a big ass expensive machine. with probably some uranium or some shit in it. When you're on like psychedelics or DMT, like your brain like lights up. Like all of it, or like a lot of it. So you're using like a lot more.
It's like the limitless.
It's why you become so open-minded.
You access 100% of your brain.
It's why you become so open-minded when you take psychedelics.
Because we only use 10% of our brain.
Well, it's so weird how much you actually don't remember of the day when you think about it. Like your brain throws away most
things.
Yes,
I know that's a myth. Stop writing that comment. Thank you.
Well, no, I'm still going to post it. Someone paused it after, right before you said that, just to write the comment and posted it and then went back up and you were like, stop.
Oh, now you're embarrassed. I'm going to see a lot of edited oops.
Or just deleted comments. We can see which comments you delete, guys.
Exactly.
We're God when it comes to this stuff.
We see everything.
We go into the fourth dimension and we can go back in time and we can see before you deleted those fucking comments because we're smoking hella DMT. Joe Rogan told me to, and I did.
Does Joe Rogan do DMT like often? Or is he just like, he had like a few experiences with it and then he just talked about it forever and that's where the meme came from?
I think
from.
He has a couple. I don't think he smokes it often. I don't think it's good for your brain to smoke something like DMT often. There's DMT vape pens.
Oh my God. What?
Yeah, there's DMT vape pens. Like you get them online illegally.
Well, it's just a vape pen and then you put the DMT.
I mean, you could vape crack. Products. You can vape meth.
Good to know.
Dude, one of these days, Ryan, like if you start like juuling, I'm going to just get like a little DMT jewel pod off the deep web and just switch it out one day when you're not looking. You're just like.
How long does DMT last? Isn't it like.
It's like 10, 15 minutes, right?
Oh my God. It's that short?
Yeah. You go through
But it feels like forever.
Well, you got to smoke a lot to like break through and then you break through. And then it's really like 10, 15 minutes, like the peak of it. And then like you come back to earth afterwards. But I don't know. I have a lot of friends that have done it and they said it was crazy. They said it was like one of the most like. Transcending like crazy experiences of their life because everyone says the same thing that you break through like a tunnel and then there's like extra dimensional intelligent beings that talk to you on the other side. Like everyone says that. I watched a Harvard talk about it, like a Harvard lecture.
Are they saying these beings are like it's just cool because your brain does this? Are they saying that these beings are reaching out to us when we do DMT because now we can finally see them and they're interested in conversation?
Well, some people believe that. You know, your brain evolves over time. Particle or things like DMT,
which is true, open up smarter as we go on.
And things like DMT open up your brain to allow you to see beyond a little bit more. And the things on the other side have evolved to their brains be at that point. So they're already on the other side. We just can't see them with our brains. But when you smoke DMT, that's when it kind of opens your brain up and you're able to.
They can see us?
You're able to temporarily go to the other side and.
Can we understand these beings?
Mm-hmm. Telepathic.
They speak English.
Everyone says it's like just telepathic. They don't speak. You just understand it.
Okay.
I know Eddie Burbeck did it and was given a bunch of like four-dimensional toys to play with to understand how they work.
Did he bring any back?
Nope.
Oh, you can't.
But they said that they existed long before us and they've evolved to that point and one day we will get there too.
Aw. In a few million years.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of the stoned ape theory? This is literally like, it sounds like a Joe Rogan podcast.
The stoned ape theory.
It's a theory that humans evolved so quickly and so, because you know, like nothing's even close. We did it so quickly and became intelligent like that. Some people hypothesize that it's like because primates like ate psychedelics and that like expanded their minds and consciousness to be able to comprehend more. And then that like.
Do you know how many videos of like dogs and stuff though that like they find who have eaten mushrooms and are just like tripping?
But primates already had really, really advanced brains. Dogs didn't.
True. You know? I mean, yes and no. I mean, like,
or it like accelerated the process of like,
dude, we need to start giving DMT to whales.
What happens if you give an animal DMT?
I'm gonna look up whale. Have we ever given DMT to whales? DMT
They've given a. They gave an elephant like 10,000 tabs of acid and it died from a heart attack. We should try that. So what's up, guys? Today, Super Mega's doing the 10,000 tabs of acid challenge. I think psychedelics are really cool.
Oh my God, this is a question Joe Rogan has stated before. Have we ever tried giving whales DMT?
You fucking with me? Is it really?
Yeah, someone. Quote, like, put it in quotes, Rogan, have we ever tried giving whales DMT? And then someone else is like, what?
Whoa. I think that psychedelics should be at least decriminalized so they can be used for research for, like, therapeutic stuff. Because there's, like, so much promising stuff there for, like, PTSD and you know, stuff like that, like depression, psychedelic therapy.
So people do ketamine.
Ketamine clinics. Apparently, that's
super depressive.
I was reading about ketamine clinics recently because I keep seeing the signs for them. I'm getting ads for them on Instagram. And I read, and apparently...
Just show us a sign.
It's one of the, apparently highest success rates of treating PTSD and depression and shit.
They had a little center, like, right near College of Charleston. I think they were, like, funded through them in some way.
I mean, you can, in California, you can just go, you could just sign up and go do it. It's like a therapy session. And because I think ketamine makes your brain more, like, malleable, so you can kind of like rewire.
Give me some powder to snort, doc.
They don't give you powder. They give you an injection.
They don't give you powder anymore?
No, if they
give you an injection, then they can prescribe it and then give you some powder.
If they prescribe it, it's like a nasal spray.
Yeah, it is.
So,
ding, ding, ding.
A ketamine inhaler, man. Let me get that K. Let me enter that K hole, bro.
Can I just eat it? People, sprinkle it on a donut.
I doubt that would taste very good.
Well, the donut already has sugar and cinnamon on it.
Ketamine's very bitter.
So maybe it'll balance out to make a very neutral
flavor. You can't taste
donut.
Anything. Neutral Donut Hotel, like the band. Ha. You love Nutri-Milk Hotel, right?
What? Who?
Neutral Milk Hotel?
The fuck is that?
Ha. You just pissed off all of 4chan's music board, Ryan.
Oh.
Jesus Christ. Have you ever listened to in the Aeroplane Over the Sea?
Nope.
Neither have I. It's one of those... bands and albums that's like highly revered, and it's like, yeah, I know music. It's a good band, good album, but it's like,
yeah. Have they ever heard of the Beatles?
Probably not, dude.
Or Aerosmith.
I want to go on.
Try listening to some Kiss and then tell me about music, jackass.
Ryan, can you go on the 4chan music board and just post like a thing of Kiss, and it's like, Kiss is the best band in all of music history. Like, go try listening to some Kiss, jackass.
Would they be upset?
Yeah.
What if I just
people
said...
People would start a fight with you.
What if I just said, Kiss is better than the Aeroplanes, whatever it's called.
Like, be like, just like a picture with like Kiss and then like the greater than sign Neutral Milk Hotel, and you're going to piss off a lot of people. Or like, just Kiss over like most bands.
And
like,
can I title the post, Don't Shoot the Messenger?
Or like Kiss over... put like Kiss over the Beatles. I really do like
that's
the
such
Beatles.
A weird comparison.
I know, because they're not even like
they're
in
not
the
even
same
in the same wheelhouse. I mean, I guess they're both boy bands.
Yeah, they're both rock bands technically.
Yeah, that's something that like rock stars did because they're homophobic, didn't want to be called boy bands. They're still boy bands.
They're rock bands, right? They're not boy bands.
Unless there was a girl in there, it's a boy band.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
You know what band?
Okay, then One Direction's a rock band.
They don't make rock.
They rock out.
They're a pop group.
But they're rocking out. Rocking out is a vibe.
No, it's not. It's a type of music.
It's a state of being. Rock and roll, maybe.
It's in the fourth dimension. that's where you experience true rock.
You can only experience true rock and roll if you enter the fourth dimension, which very few of us have compared to the amount of people that have been alive on this
planet.
But
if you experience rock and roll while you're in the fourth dimension, it's something else because you can feel and taste the music, too. Smell it. You can.
I'm gonna look up like interesting life stats, like just things, just interesting little tidbits about.
Follow Uber Facts on Twitter.
I used to, and then they started. I think they posted like two non-facts in a row.
Yeah, I actually.
Like,
I think I follow them right now.
I used to follow them, and then they posted no non-facts because some people would start to call them out in the comments and go, actually. That's not right.
Yeah, some of the stuff UberFacts posts, I'm like, is that true? Or is it just like a...
Dude, I remember, that's when I think Twitter was the most fun, when you were just following, like a bunch of gimmick accounts, and you would create little gimmick accounts, too.
Yeah.
But I guess people still do that a lot. It's just, we don't.
I have a gimmick K-pop stan account. Where I've gone undercover into the BTS fandom.
Have you?
And they have no idea that it's me. I have a, you know.
You've infiltrated
their
legion.
I have Jimin as my picture.
Are you a sleeper cell?
I'm a sleeper.
For canceling
there's
Jimin?
There's thousands of us, dude.
Just ready to cancel Jimin
once the signal goes, Jimin is done. Jimin is done, dude. I'm telling you, dude.
Jimin's a stand-up guy.
Yeah, he is, because he has two legs. He's sexy, man.
Do you think Juman has a penis?
I don't think any of the K-pop stars have penises.
Do you think they cut them off so that they can't truly lust after the fans and then ruin their...
I don't think they're allowed to date, are they?
I don't know.
Because I know with like Japanese girl groups and shit, it's like K-pop groups. It's like that. It's a really bad industry.
Yeah, one of like there's this K-pop girl who had to like apologize for being seen leaving or going to a dude's house.
Yeah, it was a Japanese pop girl. She was seen like going into some dude's house. So she like shaved her head and made like an apology and like that sucks. That sucks. Big balls, dude. Not little balls, big balls.
Big hairy balls, bro.
That's why they just need to wear masks.
The Japanese?
The members of those groups.
Oh.
Like Dream. So no one actually knows who they are so they can enjoy their life.
Because that's what the mask is.
That's what the point of the mask is.
That's what the mask is.
Every time I hear that song, I hear Damascus. In Syria.
Dude. Eat our farts, Dream. Hear some ads.
And with that, we made probably 0.01% of the revenue that Dream makes off one video. But thank you for the sponsors.
Or one
of the show.
Pride sale.
an epic 10% of... dude, the gays really earned their 10% with that one. It's awesome.
Let it go. Okay, buddy.
Okay, Elsa. Jesus Christ. I still haven't seen Frozen.
Really? Not missing much.
Not according to everyone else, Ryan.
You're not.
It's the biggest movie in the world.
Who cares? I mean, unless you care, then watch it.
I don't care.
I'm not putting down people who... I'm just saying I don't care for it.
Why?
Because I think it's boring.
Why do you think it's boring?
Because...
See, you can't give an answer.
Yeah, I don't know. Something's just boring to you.
I'm eating a fucking Thin Mint, dude. Just to prove you wrong. Watch this.
I used to not mind it. And I think I watched it like a couple years ago. And I was just kind of like, yeah. Nah. Oh, yeah. I watched the second one and I thought it was just awful. Okay, what? Maybe not the worst. It's not like the worst fucking thing in the world because there's so many bad things that exist. But it's like... It wasn't, I didn't think it was great. I didn't think it was anything to write home about, you know? That's why I want
to
see Luca.
I saw the letter you wrote to your parents. You did write home about
it. Luca looks like a cute movie, and I want to watch it.
Luca does look pretty good.
Have you seen the Paddington movies, Matthew?
No, I saw a billboard yesterday for Paddington 2.
You should go watch the Paddington movies.
They're sad, right?
No.
Wait, Paddington 2,
the bear, Paddington Bear?
Isn't that coming out?
Paddington 2 has been out for years.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of some rabbit movie that's
coming
out.
Oh, thinking of fucking, what's his name? The bodacious British talk show host.
James Corbett?
Yeah, he plays Peter Rabbit.
Peter Rabbit, that's what it is. Yeah, I saw a billboard for that. Dude, James, fucking James, what is his name?
Corden?
James Corden, dude, he is one of the, he's legendary, man. I hope one day we can be on Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. Comedians in Cars Getting Ketamine.
He's more successful than we are. Yeah. Why don't you shove it?
Shut your fucking mouth, you know? You're a little just jealous.
Yeah. I wish I could be in a Kamar.
Dude, you can be in a Kamar. Dude, why don't we make
a Kamar with a comedian, dude?
Can we just do Comedians in Cars Getting Ketamine? And it's like, we just start and then like with the IV.
You definitely said this. I feel like...
crash the car like 30 seconds in. Have I already said this?
I think so.
I feel like I tweeted this once, maybe.
Maybe.
Jackson might have tweeted it because I said it and he
Did
stole it.
Did you steal
it.
His joke?
He might have. He might have stolen my joke.
He stole your joke stole or you joke. Stole his
he stole
joke?
My joke.
I don't know.
Well, what he doesn't know is every time he does that, I dock $100 off his pay.
Which is about half of it.
See, we never sent a contract. He never sent a contract, so we're allowed to do this stuff.
We don't have a set pay, you know.
Just throw him whatever. A couple bones.
Yeah, as long as he makes rent just by enough.
Just by enough. I don't want him to have any expendable income.
Yeah, you don't want him to get too comfortable, too loose.
Because he becomes comfortable and he's able to, you know, go out and enjoy a nice dinner with his girlfriend.
Exactly.
I don't want him to be able to do that.
Every now and then it's good to let him, like, buy a new TV, have a nice dinner with his girlfriend. But, like, you always have to...
A couple times a
year. You have to rein it in so that they're always needing that income.
He needs to know that it's not like, oh, this is something I can go do because of my job. It's like, this is something that, like... If I work hard enough, I might get enough money to do this twice, three times a year.
Exactly.
And my favorite part is that we told him he has health insurance and we gave him a fake card and he thinks he does.
Just wait. Just wait.
He's going to get in some horrible accident.
He's already
accident,
been a few times.
And he's going to have to
he
go.
I don't think he checks his mail because there's definitely been some bills that have been sent his way.
Well, my favorite thing about the health insurance thing is on the card, we have a different address. So they're all getting sent to a different address. All the bills and shit.
Oh, shit.
But he's still getting charged. He just doesn't know he's getting them. And the loan collectors, like the debt collectors, they don't even know how to find them.
They just get a new number each time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Debt collectors. I got a voicemail from a debt collector recently and I was like, freaking
a real
out.
One?
And then I was like, oh, wait, this is fake.
Most of it's fake. Watch this.
No, it wasn't fake. Sorry. They called me back and I answered and I found that it was for the dude that used to have my phone number who gets calls from debt collectors and fucking loan sharks all the fucking time. And they're like, Vardon? And I'm like, nope, it's not Vardon. I still get calls from Vardon years after changing my number.
He must have been a very popular man, Vardon.
Literally, like, loan sharks end up calling me. It's like, Vardon? And then, like, yell a bunch of Armenian. And I'm like, no, it's not Vardon. And then they yell, like, more Armenian.
Well,
like,
some people think just getting rid of their number will help in moving addresses.
Well, it worked for him because they're fucking calling me still, like, 3 years after changing my fucking number.
They're going to need to go do some investigating and find out where Varman is.
It's always, like, big debt collectors or it's never good. It's never good calls. It's always like he owes someone money. And I'm like, oh, I wonder why he changed his phone number.
Varman.
Varkon.
Varman the Martian.
Varman? Vardon? There are times, every now and then, like maybe once or twice a year, I get a call from someone really angry screaming in like Armenian. And I'm like, you got wrong number. And they'll like yell and I'll just hang up.
Sometimes I get calls from this guy in English who just yells and then I hang up.
It's your dad.
Yeah, it's my dad.
He's going through some shit. You really should actually listen to
him. Well, he just stopped yelling in my ear.
He's not yelling.
And then I go, too loud.
He's not yelling at you. He's so emotional.
It's probably just him sobbing.
Well, yeah.
I really don't check.
He's breaking down.
But to me, it's just yelling. It's all the same.
Turn the phone down.
But I
do get it though. That is annoying when someone like your father comes to you with their fucking emotional problems. It's like, all right, homo. I don't want to hear that.
It's
stuff.
Like I already had to sit in your house for 18 years while being your property. You know.
Yeah. It's like go tell it on the mountain,
now, buddy. Yeah. Don't you have a wife or something to go tell your problems to?
Yeah. That's what she's for. Okay. That's not. I'm out here getting pussy in L.A.
Exactly.
I'm not.
Multiple
here to be
times and multiple times a week.
Oh yeah.
Multiple pussies, multiple times.
Sometimes multiple times a day, man. You know, I'll get some snatch and then I'll get her to drop me off at my place, but instead of my place, it's actually another girl's house. I'm like, yes, it's my place. I'll call
Dude,
you
I'll start
never.
Chowing down on some fucking pumpkin pie, if you know what
Walk
I mean.
Walk straight in, bro. I stick that pie right in my mouth.
Man,
you know what I'm saying?
Maybe later I'll have a plate of cookies, you know what I'm saying?
Dunked in milk.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. You know? They call me Austin Powers on the streets of LA.
Why?
It's either because that I'm having a lot of sex or because my teeth are fucked up.
Okay.
I don't know which one. I think, I'm hoping it's the first one. I don't know. But I'm hungry. Are you hungry?
No. I had snacks. I ate chips.
Oh, you
saw
ate
me,
chips.
You saw
ate
me
chips.
Eating chips and cheese?
Chips and cheese.
Why, do you want to go get a snack or something?
Yeah, I do.
What do you want to snack on? What are you thinking?
Something, just whatever food I can find, man.
Like, what do you think you're going to find?
Well, I'll just go look in the kitchen. Jackson was shopping.
What do you think?
I don't know.
What do you, like, in your head, like, what are you hoping you find?
Cookies?
There's cookies. There's cookies
Hot milk,
right over there.
Cookies? Hot milk, cookies.
There might be milk. There's Lemon Ups, which you still haven't even had one.
Okay, I'm touching those.
You
then.
Haven't even had one Lemon
they're
Up.
They're not even open. Did my Michael Jackson impression game better?
Hot milk. Cookies. Are you asking me if you're Michael Jackson?
Do you think it
kind of
sounds
better?
More like him when he's speaking?
Hold up. Go again. Oh, wait.
What?
Hold up. I just need to.
God knows in my heart how much I adore children.
But isn't that precisely the problem? You never know what's going to happen.
When you say bed,
it's sexual.
They make that sexual. It's not sexual. But we're going to sleep. I tuck them in. I put a little music on, and do a little story time. I read a book. It's very sweet. We put the fireplace on. We give them hot milk. You know, we have little cookies. It's very
okay. Go.
But now that you've compared it directly, it's not gonna
give them hot milk.
Now I can't do it, dude.
Come on.
Wait.
Come on. Listen again.
We're going to sleep. I tuck them in. We play. I put a little music on and do a little story time. I read a book. It's very sweet. We put the fireplace on. We give them hot milk. You know, we got cookies. It's very charming.
You know, we got cookies.
Give them hot milk. Wait, that sounds like Trump. Trump Jackson.
Give them hot milk. Cookies. Trump Jackson.
Give him hot milk.
Well, isn't that cookies. Precisely the problem?
Martin Bashir. Martin Bashir, whatever his name is.
Yep.
He's gotten a lot of trouble recently.
For what?
So, you know, he's very famous because he's interviewed, he's with BBC. He did the Michael Jackson huge interview. He did Princess Diane. And the Princess Diane one, they found out that he had falsified documents to get that interview.
Whoa, like what?
Bank statements and stuff. Like to secure the interview. Like,
doesn't he work for a big program BBC, or something? Yeah. So like what bank statements do they have to like fudge? Like, why are they looking at bank statements? What the fuck?
It's the royal family. I'm sure that there's a big vetting
the
process.
The royal family can go suck a giant
dude. A giant knob. Use a British word for that.
They could fuck right off, bro. The royal family. More like the royal rejects.
Oh, that's a good band name.
More like the royal penises.
All right, man. That's a zinger. More like the royal ball sack. the royal nuts.
Dude, more like the royal buttholes.
The royal hooligans, more like.
More like the royal jack-offs.
Ooh. More like the royal frenulums.
More like
it's a part of the penis.
The royal fudge sniffers.
Oh, okay. The royal fudge packers.
Okay. More like the royal Nancy family boys.
That's it. The idea of a royal family is so stupid.
Yeah, because they're all stupid. And
well, they're inbred. But also it's like, I don't know, dude. It's like a weird thing where it's like holding someone else so much higher above regular people. There's nothing special about
Because they're
them.
Royalty, okay?
There's nothing
they
special about
them. They
are
fucking royalty, jackass. They mean more to they're a symbol. They're a symbol.
Some people get mad if you talk about the royal family bad, bro.
Yeah, assholes. I think most people.
You just called all British people assholes.
Yeah, good.
Which is true.
Not all of them, dude. I feel like most people in Britain don't give a shit about the royal family.
Yeah, but most people in Britain have never seen a dentist. That's for
much
sure.
Like how like most people in the United States didn't love Donald Trump when he was
born. That's not true.
That is very true.
It does baffle me still though. Technically, he got what, 75 million votes?
75% of the votes?
Mm-hmm. Yep. He's going to be back in office by August. He said it. And the MyPillow guy also said that. He knows that. He'll be back in office by August. So.
Go fucking choke on some McNuggets, bro.
Say goodnight, Mr. Biden.
Wishing death upon someone because you disagree with them?
I wasn't.
Choking on McNuggets, jackass? Really?
You know, man, I don't like the man, but I would never wish death on someone.
I didn't wish death. I just wish that he would choke on some McNugget.
And when I said goodnight, Mr. Biden, that could have...
President in Cheeto?
Dude, Commander in Cheeto, more like?
Come on!
Dude,
Baby hands.
Cheeto Christ Stupid Czar by Randy Rainbow?
Woo! Don't go off on Randy again.
Sorry, dude.
He's gonna have his people sick you. He's gonna
put his boomers on me. His boomer neoliberals on me.
They're gonna call you a neo-Nazi and a racist.
Well, apparently things are so black and white that when I thought that the video was bad, I'm alt-right.
Is Schlatter racist?
Yes.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Yeah, someone was telling me in my ads that he's a racist.
Oh, yeah.
And I just had to check.
I get that a lot. I get the Schlatter racist.
I just said one thing to him and they said that.
Oh, yeah. Like, literally, it's the exact same shit we've done.
Oh.
Like, really no worse than what we've done as far as I've seen. It's like him joking about, like, blackface or him, like, it's literally, like, the same shit. It's like him playing Drawful.
Yeah.
And, like, drawing.
See, this is why we need more well-mannered, middle-of-the-road type of viewpoints like Steven Crowder.
Hey, man.
Yeah?
Oh, shh.
What?
Number two, and I'm going to need help wiping.
Let me get the alarm going. Yep. Yep.
Oh, it's coming.
Get a bucket ready.
It's coming. So, it's coming now. Jackson, get the toilet paper already. Oh.
You're gonna spill it everywhere.
Yeah, it's going. It's coming out right now.
No! Stop!
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.